This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Wednesday, November 10th. God's Word Tuesday is Stand Tall. Our scripture reading is taken from John 18, verse 4, and it says, Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him, so he stepped forward to meet them. Who are you looking for? He asked. John 18, verse 3 says, The leading priests and Pharisees had given Judas a contingent of Roman soldiers and temple guards to accompany him. The number of soldiers alone, not to talk of the temple guards that came to Jesus, were at least 200. A cohort is at least 200 to 600 soldiers. Midway between 200 and 600 is 400. 400 or more armed and trained soldiers to arrest a man who does not carry swords or guns. 400 soldiers to arrest a man who was not armed and was publicly available. John 18 verses 4 to 6 says, Jesus fully realized all that was going to happen to him, so he stepped forward to meet them. Who are you looking for? He asked. Jesus the Nazarene, they replied. I am he, Jesus said. Judas, who betrayed him, was standing with them. As Jesus said, I am he, they all drew back and fell to the ground. Jesus had said clearly that nobody takes my life from me. I lay it down by myself, and I'm going to pick it up again. So don't think anyone killed me. I have to die for you. So when they came, Jesus stepped forward. That is so courageous. Jesus went confidently to the cross, so that you and I can come boldly to the throne. Jesus answered, I am he. This phrase in the original is Ego Eimi, which is translated as either I am he or I am that I am. Jesus actually said, I am, and that is so huge. Because in Exodus 3 verse 14, which says, God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. So Jesus was declaring himself to them, and they fell. Every time you stand tall and declare yourself, all your enemies fall. It is a prayer. It is a statement. It is a fact. Every time you stand tall and declare yourself, all your enemies fall. Why do you think they fall to the ground? What made them fall? Some people have said that when Jesus said, I am, the Roman soldiers ran to take cover, to take a crouching position so they can arrest Jesus very well. And these are Bible scholars. That's unbelievable. Does that even make sense? Somebody in front of you says, I am he, and you're armed to the teeth. Why not just arrest him immediately? God is encouraging you and I to stand tall. Stand tall in the face of that situation. Stand tall, being who God has made you out to be, and all your adversaries will fall. Guess what? Judas also fell, because Judas was with them. The side you are on will determine whether you stand or you fall. Peter, John, James were standing on Jesus' side, but Judas had crossed over to the other side. Luke 17 verse 1 says, Then he said to the disciples, It is impossible that no offense should come, but woe to him through whom they do come. This is taken from the New King James Version. There would be betrayal, but must you be the one that will carry the curse? Is your name written there? I made up my mind to be a loyal person a long time ago, and everyone I do life with knows that I am 100%. Will it be abused? Of course, it has been abused several times, but it does not change anything. Let us pray. Father, I stand tall, being all you have made me to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.